right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. I'm on the phone right now. I got to take this. This is one of my best friends. He's a pilot with South North Airlines, and he was setting up a tee time for golf tomorrow. So I want to make sure that we get this done. So if you hold on one sec, okay? Yeah. Hey, dude, what's up?
Looks like we're ready to go for the morning. So I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know that looks like things look good for the morning for tee time.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for taking care of this. I'm looking forward to it, man. So when's the tee time in the morning? When should I be there?
Looks like we're looking at about 8:29. That'd be 8:29 in the morning. That'd be tee time. So if I don't get there on time, I apologize for that. And probably I was doing some paperwork, taking care of that, just make sure we get you there safely and securely. So,
well, we're going to be taking two different cars, so that really doesn't matter. I guess I'm in charge of my own safety, so don't worry about me. I'll be there a little early because I want to hit some balls and get warmed up. So
yeah, it sounds good. I think the wind's going to be coming out of the southwest up to the northeast, about 8 miles an hour, maybe with gusts up to 11. The temperature is going to be, we're going to say the low 60s. We're going to call it the low 60s for most of the morning, and getting up maybe low 70s up to the afternoon. But we should be finishing up well before that, so we should be okay.
All right, sounds good, dude. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you, and one of the reasons I love hanging out with you, dude, is just like you're just so calm. You put me at ease. I think I'm looking forward just to hang with you more than playing golf, dude. I just really enjoy our friendship.
I appreciate that too. And you too. I've been stressing out a lot lately. A lot of stuff going on at the airlines, and
you okay?
Yeah, I just feel real tense, and I've just been. I don't know. I just want to make sure I was safe with the vaccine. So I kind of overdid it with the vaccines, and it's kind of. Hopefully, it's not affected my mental capacity, but I do feel a bit different. I need to get outside and get some fresh air. So yeah.
So what do you mean you overdid it with a vaccine?
I hyperdosed. They call it hyperdosing. I took.
How many vaccines did you take?
27. 27 vaccines. And
27 vaccines of the you 27.
Yeah, 27. And, actually, 30 boosters. So I think I overdid it, and I need to just work it out of my system. So. But hopefully we'll be doing okay with that. And actually think I probably have more vaccine than blood in my body right now. So it's a crazy thing. But I apologize and I appreciate your patience. And thank you for flying South North Airlines.
I'm not, dude. You've been working way too much. I'm not on a flight right now. I'm just talking about playing golf with you tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go. It's scary right now. Times are scary, but we're just trying to be safe and secure. I'm sorry. Hold on. I need to reprimand my son real quick. Can you hold on one second? Yeah. Billy. Yeah. You need to sit at the table and finish your cereal and eat the rest of it. And because we don't want to be late for school. Got to get you there on time. And okay, appreciate that.
You were just, that was Billy, your son?
Yeah, that was Billy, my son. I apologize for, I heavily reprimanded him. I'm very, very embarrassed about my behavior just now talking to Billy. I flew into a fit of rage when I was talking to him, and I just want to apologize for that, that you had to see that, the dark side of that.
The dark side, that, you're apologizing for your behavior just now, talking to Billy.
Yeah, I just, that's what I'm talking about. I'm just highly stressed out. I need tomorrow. I need to just work this out of my system. This blind, just fiery rage that is blowing through my system. So.
So okay, that's totally good. So we're playing about 8:29 tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. I should be there if I'm late. I think I should probably make up some time on the drive over because of the the wind, the
headwind.
Not head wound, headwind. Now it's tailwind, the wind that blows from behind, that blows the that'll blow the car faster towards the our destination.
Yeah. Once again, thanks for setting the tee time, and dude, I will see you in the morning.
All right, Roger. Now, thanks, Tim.
So there's my buddy, the pilot. Hope you like him as much as I do. Pretty chilled out guy. And sit back, relax, fasten your earbuds.
And your safety belts, please.
Yes, and your safety belts if you're wearing them. If you're driving, I don't know. Whatever it takes, be safe out there. Enjoy this episode of the Tim Hawkins Podcast.
Give me my water.
Because he probably will wake up later because he's had not the right amount of time of napping.
It's weird working our schedules around a baby, isn't it?
Yes.
We're keeping...
We're like, let's go for a walk. Let's take the dogs for a walk. And then we're like, well, the baby's here.
The baby's still... You can't just leave babies
just leave a little baby by themselves.
Even though it'd probably be okay.
Oh, Luke, can you do me a favor?
For those of you who are confused, mom and dad had a baby.
No, we did not. My sound is really off.
We had a bouncing baby boy.
Can you open the door that goes to the staircase, to the servants' quarters?
There's not a... Did they ever say bouncing baby girl?
It was a miracle.
No, it seems like just boy.
That doesn't rhyme.
Something's wrong with my sound.
What's wrong? Oh, you can't hear as well?
It's super muffled.
How's
oh,
that?
Oh, that's good.
Is that better? I was doing some work earlier on the... somebody pushed record and I recorded 8 hours of silence.
Was it of the baby?
No.
He was sleeping in here.
I think I would... Somebody just... I probably just hit it on...
It's probably more interesting than us talking.
I think so. Let's just do it like...
Yeah, you should put that for the podcast. 8 hours of silence.
This podcast is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Do you remember those books that we would have that had only pictures and no words and you would have to make
yes.
up the story?
We had two of those. One was a snowman.
Who's the genius
so we're
that came up
doing
with that?
All the work.
No, it was so cute.
I love that.
Luke's not turned on.
Yeah, his thing's not plugged in.
Your mic's not plugged in? Oh, here you go.
Oh, there it is.
See, that's what we need to do. Find out some kind of product where the person who buys it has to do all the work.
Yeah, they already have that.
Like journals.
It's called just apple picking.
Oh, that's true. Blueberries, strawberries.
Right. Yeah.
Also, they had a pizza place in Colorado when we went skiing where you had to go make your own pizza, buffet. Which was actually technically Kramer's idea first on Seinfeld.
Well,
that sounds fun.
What about the fondue places?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or they have those
melting pots.
And it's so expensive.
Yeah.
They have the hibachi, but... Not the one where the guy cooks up, but where you cook it yourself.
Yes, I love those, though, at home.
That's like Korean barbecue. Though. I think
Let's
you
do that
there.
Yeah, Korean barbecue.
We should start doing that for Christmas.
Cooking our own food. Don't
no,
we already
doing
do
the
that?
Little hibachi. The hibachi thing.
Hibachi.
Then you sizzle up your own meats and veggies.
Mom turns the dining room into hibachi.
Yes. Oh, that'd be cool.
Are you guys are pretty open
to
for
the dining room.
Well, are we? I mean, everybody seems is pretty flexible with that. I don't think anybody would have a problem.
With what?
With hibachi?
Maybe, Libby, would you have a problem with not going traditional?
Yeah.
Like
for Thanksgiving.
What do you mean, though?
Well, because you like tradition.
But what are you thinking?
Well, are you thinking, do you want to have a fondue
Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I don't care.
What's your favorite?
I just want mashed potatoes.
The thing, okay, like Christmas, what is the thing that
you want at Christmas?
Has to happen.
For food.
Or
or tradition.
Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving, we have to have mashed potatoes. Last year, we did not.
We didn't?
Yep.
Wait a minute.
Which is like everyone to know. It was devastating.
My family did.
Oh, that was an accident.
It was devastating.
Do you know that was a super accident?
Yes, it still happened, though. For Christmas, I would say the thing that has to happen.
That was devastating, though.
Goodness, I don't know. It's just like the whole magic of it. I got to start early, watch my movies, listen to my music.
You already started watching your movies.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wait, are you guys?
I like when you guys spend the night and we have to get up in the morning to open gifts. That's kind of
We used to do the New Year's Christmas Eve opening. But I like the Christmas morning opening.
That's
fun. I like Christmas Eve, but now I like Christmas morning is more fun.
I used to unwrap my gifts and then rewrap them.
It's so funny.
When I was little, when I was like 6 years old,
I would be so mad at myself if I did that.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I'm really good at like having fake reactions. Probably
give us a fake reaction now.
Oh,
you just got! I got you!
Oh my gosh! Thank you. I really wanted this. Thank you.
Wait, are you pre or post
time?
Pre or post Thanksgiving Christmas celebration?
What does that mean?
Say that again.
Yeah, pre Thanksgiving or post Thanksgiving? to celebrate, to start Christmas season.
Pre or post? After Halloween, it's fair game.
Yeah, it used to be post, but now it's pre for sure. But I used to finish my Christmas shopping by Thanksgiving.
We've done pretty well late recently, haven't we, with the online.
Online, right?
Buying. You've kind of nailed that.
Oh, in the past. You've crushed that. Yeah, I haven't yet this week here. Yeah. But yeah, in the past.
Yeah.
I started eBay, you know, when the kids were little. So I would get things online like
that. You started eBay?
No. Oh my gosh, I'd be such a bad rumor.
You're just a super genius and none of us know.
I started doing eBay when you guys were real little. So I get a lot of your gifts there and garage sales when you were young enough not to know the difference.
I'd know the difference now.
Garage sales now.
Okay. In fact, thank you for saying that because I have a perfect idea for you.
For Christmas?
For him.
Ooh. Everything I said, I take back.
No, it's something you want too.
You've fallen into her plan perfectly.
Mm.
Podcasts are weird. We're just talking about nothing.
I know. Why Life do people is listen? Weird.
It's not nothing.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean?
It's just air that we're spitting, we're breathing out differently.
Filling
it's
up air. Inflections of air. Yeah. Going into a microphone and then being downloaded and then going to the world.
Yeah. By the way, I only have Luke's list of Christmas gifts, people.
It doesn't make sense.
I want the whole
You know what's
world.
Really weird? It's
Spencer,
like
Spencer, who listens to this. Mother. Oh. Sorry.
Just plugging Christmas
Just going to plug that because I know he listens. So.
Is how you get, yeah.
It's weird when you, like by those speakers, you can feel the air coming out of the speaker.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Why is it air?
Vibrations.
Frequency.
Sound.
Right.
Everything is frequency.
I mean, you got a pamphlet of just geniuses on this podcast.
A pamphlet?
A pamphlet?
What do you call it?
Is that like a panel?
Thank you.
You got a pamphlet.
Oh, you got a like a pride of lions, right?
A panel.
You got a
panel.
My
bad.
It's a panel of geniuses. That's multiple geniuses.
Yes.
But yeah. a pamphlet of geniuses.
That is a step higher.
You're welcome, listening
How
audience.
How many sides does a pamphlet have?
What makes you a genius? Yeah. I mean, what Lots. Makes, you know, what makes
you know
anybody a genius?
A lot about a lot.
I know a lot of smart people who are really dumb in other areas yep. of their life, of
That's
things.
Fair.
Tell us who.
Me. Right here.
But where are you smart, though?
Just philosophy.
I'm genuinely wondering.
Philosophy.
I'm genuinely wondering.
Minor physics. Basic physics.
Okay, like what?
Like if I drop this... you know, candle off the thing, it would hit the floor. I know that it's just like...
But why?
That's not genius.
Huh?
But why would it hit the floor?
Just a gravitational isness.
Isness? What's mm-hmm. the isness? Equation for gravity?
4 + 2 minus the derivative of the drop.
Dang, sure. He is a genius.
Yeah.
Drop.
What if there was no gravity? If it's just all farce.
Well, some people don't believe in gravity. Farts. It's just
the gravity.
Farts.
Gravity. It's just all farts.
It's all farts.
Toilet just for farts.
We're like, this woman's a genius.
But everyone thinks farts are funny. That's everybody thinks that.
That's true.
I try not to, but yeah, you're right.
You try not to think farts
well,
are funny.
Yeah, do you
think
like your humor unladylike?
Do you think your humor's more advanced than farts?
Yeah, like that's like. Such a, yeah, that's a good point. Because it's like, oh, farts. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, so
that's true. It's
that.
Like a cheap joke.
Yeah, it's a cheap joke.
That's like dirty comedy's cheap.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I think it's funny and cute and whimsical.
Dirty farts? Comedy?
Yeah, I mean, no. Yeah, that too.
No.
No.
No, you don't think that. I'm just kidding.
I think farts are whimsical, and I think that would be a great coffee mug, just something to put on a coffee
Farts
mug.
Are whimsical?
Yeah. Why are you looking for coffee mugs? Nobody
buys coffee mugs. Nobody buys coffee mugs.
Nobody buys coffee mugs.
I'm sorry.
That's a good point.
Okay, that is the extent of my merchandise creativity. Put on a coffee mug.
That literally.
Gossip to God.
Every time.
I was like texting Libby, okay, can you put together a coffee mug with Gossip to God on it?
She's like, no.
She's like, Dad, why?
Nobody buy coffee. And she's like the merch person. It's like, nobody does that. I don't know.
I sold a coffee mug the whole time I worked for you.
Really?
It's been 2 years.
Dude, I used to sell a bunch.
At the shows.
I guess at the shows. True.
Okay.
But if it's not tangible, like right in front of you.
Wait, what about phone cases?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Wait, I would farts buy a are phone whimsical? Case.
I would buy the Gossip to God. I would not. I don't want things
farts
to say fart on them.
No, farts.
No,
See,
I wouldn't either.
That's
we
so
don't
want to
sell farts either.
I think we could
Okay,
sell
you
want to
be like, Tim Hawkins farts, simpsicle. What is it? Whimsical farts. That's what your career has come to. Yeah. Is whimsical farts on a cell phone cover.
It's sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash.
That's it.
Just write me out of the will now.
I don't. That's the thing that people don't understand about comedians, especially me. I think most comedians deal with this. Most of the time you don't feel like you're a funny person. Mm. And yeah. I feel like I've got some shows that that's coming up and I'm like, I hope it goes. I think it'll go well.
What?
You forget. It's like you don't. Before I go up on a stage anywhere, I feel so vulnerable.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah.
So
well,
like, yeah. This is, I'm a fraud. And
do you think it's more
here?
So nowadays because there's so many different facets of comedy?
Mm.
Like, I feel like maybe. Nowadays it's like hard to make people laugh. Yeah. Because people are like, I've heard that before.
So what's the secret? Now, I think that people are people and funny is funny. I think that maybe, I don't know, maybe people
well,
have
I think milk
shorter
is
tension.
Milk and
yeah.
water is water.
That, you got me on that one.
And lights are lights.
I can't argue with that.
So. Well, I think there's, I don't know that much, but I think there are some funny people that no matter what they say, they're just funny. Like
yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco. Like whatever he says, he'll
just
be like
mannerisms.
I know,
make me laugh. Yeah. But you have that too with the mannerisms.
I think so.
And
yeah. If you looked at the words on the page that I say, you'd be like, nope. This is. There's nothing there.
Mm.
It's okay, but yeah, I the question was with all this stuff around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Too many options, comedic options.
So many options.
I think it might be the opposite. It might be easier to do comedy because it's easier to find an audience because more people get to hear what you're doing.
Okay.
More get to experience what you're doing.
Okay.
You just have to be good with that.
Okay.
Well, there's just,
you guys
I
realize
mean,
you
so
have
many...
fans, right? You guys know that right now.
That
you
makes
guys
sense,
have...
I guess.
Libby, they think you're funny.
I mean, it makes a little sense. Not a whole lot of sense, but a little sense.
A little, a little.
It kind of sounds like sus. A little sense. Those are a little sus. Oh my gosh, Josh said to me, he goes, do you think one of our friends' friends are sus? And I could not understand what
I
he
know.
Was saying because he's from South Africa. So literally three times I was like, what are you saying?
Spell it.
And then I'm like,
sus.
What 30-year-old says sus?
Is that like suspect?
But he can get away with it because he's cool. But it was
did
just
he
funny.
Say sus?
Well,
sus.
Is that S-U-S?
Yeah, it's
S-U-S.
Like suspect.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. From that
it's pretty,
game.
It's pretty sketch. It's like pretty sketch.
Sketch,
pretty
sketchy.
Sus.
Yeah. Sketch would be the
it'd
last.
Be sketchy, yeah.
No, it's sus.
Because I've heard people use sus. Like, have you heard this, honey, where they say sus it out? We're going to sus it out, meaning figure it out, I think. The,
I have
the
not.
Brits say that a lot.
They do.
Mm. Going to sus it out, right? Get your
see, that
sorted.
Weird.
They say that a lot. Sorted, right?
Well, sorted.
Get sorted.
I've heard sorted.
Sus it out, right?
My friends say that.
Sauce or sus?
It sounds
sus
like sorts
it out.
Sauce it out. You guys, you kids, sauce
okay,
it out.
Wait a minute.
Put it with the rough house.
Dude, that is going to be Gen Z's parents.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are sus.
Now,
okay,
you guys
you're
been
being
watching...
so sus right now. Give me your phone.
talking about all these different ways to say something. Have you guys been watching the Great British Bake Off?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And
oh,
all
yeah.
the
oh,
different
yes.
accents going on.
It's the
it's
best
hilarious.
Season for accents.
Yeah.
There's this one girl, his name's Freya, and she's oh,
she
no.
Like
Freya.
She's so cute.
And she's a vegan. She does everything.
Yeah,
all
I love
the
her.
Jürgen.
No, it's not exactly what I wanted it to be.
It wasn't
nah.
what I wanted it to be.
My favorite is Jürgen.
Yeah,
yes.
we love Jürgen.
I love
you're,
him.
Oh, Jürgen is it's a German.
So
yeah. Just like,
he's so sweet.
I don't know. His eyebrows are so
his
big.
Eyebrows
yeah,
are so great.
So big. Doesn't
amazing.
He remind you of Pooh Bear?
He looks
he's
like one
cute.
Of those.
He is cute.
Yes.
I love him.
No, he doesn't trim his eyebrows. He lets them grow.
And Giuseppe is Italian.
I love Giuseppe.
Giuseppe's so good.
And
Giuseppe's
I like
fantastic. He's going to get his own show.
So good.
Yeah, they're
I would watch.
Cool.
Oh, and then the one guy
Liverpool.
Who does a stare like this, the Indian guy.
Oh yes,
Griggs.
Cheek.
No, Chick. Chick.
Chick.
Chick. I love Chicks. His name.
I know. Yeah. He's really. They're all yeah. really sweet people. And the girl from Liverpool.
Liverpool. Yeah.
Is that the girl with the pink hair?
It's almost like. She
when
has
she says,
an accent on top of her little Liverpool
like
accent.
She is goofy.
She does like so when funny. They when they compliment her or they, yeah, like Paul's like, you know, it's got good. It's a little overbaked, but it's a good flavor. So it's a good, well done. She goes, ta. What's he say? Ta. Not ta ta, just ta. One ta.
Ta.
So I think
I love Noel's accent though, actually. And what did he say?
Yeah, yeah.
This last episode, I was like, oh, I want to use that forever. But yeah, it was something simple.
How good are those hosts?
Yeah,
I thought,
you know, when they brought in the new host, the bald guy, I was like, I don't know if he can replace that girl, but he is amazing.
Yeah. Yes. They've all been good. So and I think they've, yeah, these guys are.
They are a great balance.
I love Noel.
Yeah. Yeah. They make it fun. What I love about British Bake Off the best is that there's none of that American show backbiting.
Yeah.
None
of that. And it's like, I want to relax and watch some baked treats.
And they literally become friends over all the other episodes where they get together.
They cry for each other.
Yeah.
And
there's no like suspenseful music in the background.
Yeah.
It's just like all happy cheers.
One thing they do though, they do this though. They'll say 10 minutes left and they'll like only show like when they're halfway through. You know what I'm saying? To make a thing like they're not going to get done.
Right. A little bit.
Right. It's not even out of the oven yet. 10 minutes.
And you're like, they're not going to be done at all.
But that's the only drama I think. Though,
is that sometimes they will only be that far and it'll be 10 minutes. Yeah. And then you'll see their thing and you're like, ah, geez. Like,
what was the one lady? She was the older lady. She forgot to put flour.
Yes. it was a stinky toffee
pudding.
She's
or
like,
whatever.
What did I forget?
It was on the other side of the page. She missed it.
Yeah.
I felt bad. She was so happy. She was so positive.
I know.
Oh, I've seen.
I think I've done that.
It's like the most essential ingredient.
Flour.
In any bake.
That was, I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
When she dumped them out on the.
She laughed out loud too.
It looked like whimsical farts.
Yeah.
on a plate is what it looked like with pastries.
Well, Freya's bake yesterday was all dripping down with oozing out the sides, and Paul didn't like that. And then afterwards, she was crying because she knew she was going to be spoiler
booted,
alert,
ousted.
Anyway, she said, "But it's do her voice," and she said, "This is how she wanted it to look."
Right, this is exactly how I wanted it to look. Yeah, really. Oh,
and she's so laid back.
She's so cute, I love
19,
her.
I think
she's 19.
Yeah, but I think that's I want to steal some of those phrases. The top, and salted.
Yeah, whatever Noel said yesterday, I want to steal.
So sus is a suspect, though. You couldn't just say that for working out. So it's just that's sus. So that's a Generation Z thing, you say?
Yeah, sus. Yeah. Cap.
Cap. Well, cap means truth.
Truth. No, cap means lie. No cap means truth.
No cap means truth. Okay. Right.
Right, right.
What is cap saying when it's a lie? What do you mean, cap, that's a lie?
I bench 700 pounds, cap. No way.
But why cap?
Because it just means lie. I don't know why.
In the Webster dictionary.
Probably
I don't know
one
why.
Day.
Cap on a milk carton or on a milk bottle?
Here's a new word that I learned.
Okay.
Mark Lumpa. Was reffing a game.
Like the pumpkin patch
and before thing. The game, you know, the players are all kind of just warming up. A lot of people have their headphones on. A lot of players just kind of doing their warm-ups and throwing the ball and running around and whatever. And one of the guys had his football pants kind of pulled over his knees. So his bare knees were showing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mark just kind of went up to him and said, you know, usually what happens is they have to pull them down over their knees for the game, but they pull them up. And Mark went to the player. He said, "Hey, man, why do you do that? Why do you wear your pants like that?" And he goes, "Oh, it's drip, man.
The drip.
It's drip.
That's the drip. Yep.
What's that mean? Like drip. It's like
that's the swag.
That's
drip
swag.
Is swag. I think now. It's
so
the
I
fit.
Think what drip is.
I think
the
just
way,
said.
Well, the I'm adding
continue.
On.
Oh, sorry.
I want to know.
It's like because like you could have some like a chain on or something or a nice watch. Would that be drip? Too.
That'd be ice."
Ice, okay, but drip is just
I have
your
to
style.
Start writing all this down.
Okay,
nothing.
Yes, please write it down and then only use these phrases.
I don't even know. On. No, diamonds is ice. I don't even know, man. This is over my.
I'm stuck from 10 years ago when it's perf.
I think
for perfect.
Oh,
I thought you said perf.
For details.
Perf for
details.
Perf.
That's all I got.
Yeah, we have our friend Lori. She does that all.
Oh yeah.
She'll say.
What are the deets?
She has a regular one that she says I forget.
Spesh. Oh, you're my spesh friend. Like you're so spesh, or you know, just that kind of
just thing. Shortening. That's from about 7-8 years ago.
Right. So drip, she'd
that
say drip.
So
dre.
7 years ago.
Drip. She would just say drip.
What is that Tommy Haverford? He goes, appetizers, apps. What are all the other ones?
Oh,
pre
fork food rake, right?
Yeah, I don't know. He just says like
he just has a whole thing.
Was it Tom? What was it, Tom Haverford? He has a
swear in it.
He does?
Yeah.
He does or doesn't?
He does.
Don't play it, just read it then.
Well, I can take it. What's his names for food?
Yes.
I call
or
apps.
Entertaining.
Let's see here. I don't know. Here we go.
Can I get apps and zerts? Zerts are what I call desserts. Tray trays are entrees. I call sandwiches Sammy's, Sandoozles, or Adam Sandler's. Air conditioners are cool blasters with a Z. I don't know where that came from. I call cakes big old cookies. I call noodles long rice. Fried chicken is fry fry chicky chick. Chicken parm is chicky chicky parm parm. Chicken cacciatore, chicky catch. I call eggs pre-birds or future birds. Root beer is super water. Tortillas are bean blankies. And I call forks food rakes. Yeah.
Food rakes. That's cute.
Chicky chicky pom pom.
Chicky chicky pom pom. Forks food rakes.
That's what I was trying to remember, the pre birds.
Yeah.
Or future birds.
Zerts. Cool blasters with a Z. Not sure where that came from.
So you guys, the challenge this week is to use all of those words at least once.
Okay. Of that list or the new list?
Heather, you've got to use drip in a conversation with one of your friends.
Please. Okay, next time you see Jackson, say...
With Jackson's friends.
That is so drip.
No. Seriously, yes. Say it to Bridget.
That's so your weird. Outfit.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, you have
say
to.
It to Crank.
I'll say it to Crank. He'll know. That'd be hilarious.
Oh, he'd
crack I like
up.
The drip.
He nice would, drip.
Yep.
No, wait. How do you say
that's
this?
That's it.
Okay.
They have a song that's drip called Drippin' in Favor.
Oh, really?
At church?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I actually
think
like
that's
it.
Different, though.
We've come so far from the hymnal.
I'm just saying. I know.
Mighty fortress is our God. Yeah, now it's dripping with favor, with flavor of the Savior.
Yeah.
Does it go like that?
Flavor.
I do like the song, though.
Do you? How's it go?
Ugh. No, it's more like, I'm not going to do it. It's poppy.
Dripping
with favor.
That's how it goes?
It's something, yeah, there's a cool part, though.
I
it's like,
remember singing that.
The Holy Spirit energy.
The Holy Spirit energy. That's how Jürgen would say and sing it. The Holy Spirit energy. Dripping
nice.
With flavor.
So cute.
I
want
to be friends with him.
I do too. I want to be friends with him, and I want to be friends with Michael from the artistic show.
Oh, Michael's Love on favorite.
The spectrum. Love on the Spectrum.
I love that show.
April wants
Michael,
to marry
Michael,
him.
Michael, five things. Five things that a woman wants. Needs. Can you tell that story you told me this week about gummy bears and olives?
Oh,
I thought that was the coolest.
You guys, that's so weird. Story. They know. I went to the store, and I don't know where the gummy bears. Oh, they were. I was at Menino's.
When was this?
This was like when they were first dating.
Okay.
And I went to
And you guys
store.
Were how old when you first dated? 17? 18?
19.
Gosh, that was quick.
Ba-bam.
Wham.
So I went to Menino's and I got gummy bears that are kind of a different flavor. And then I got some olives and I came home and I put a bowl out of each, a bowl of gummy bears and a bowl of olives. This is very odd. Like, why would I do that? And then these two come in and they're like, what is this? Are you kidding me right now? And I was like, what? I mean, yeah, I know it's a weird combination. You know, no, I just said, this is my favorite snack, olives. And Luke said his favorite treat was gummy bears. And then there they were together.
Yeah, that was weird.
That had to be God because
that's pretty great.
That's a dumb combination to put out for people to snack on.
And it was their two favorite things.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you do this on purpose?
That was wild.
Because I didn't know. I mean, I knew Livy liked olives, but I didn't know he loved.
Yeah.
Gummy bears are
gummy
awesome.
Gummy bears. It's like his favorite snack. Rarely buy gummy bears.
Why? That is, why are gummy bears better than like jelly beans?
It's different.
Do you think they're, would you rather have jelly beans or gummy bears?
Well, jelly beans are waxy.
And they have, they have like a hard coating. Cover. Mm.
But gummy did bears you mean are like gummy worms?
Well, I guess you could say that. Yeah, what's better, gummy worms or gummy bears? Because gummy worms are usually bigger.
Gummy bears.
They have sugar on them.
Because you can take like, I don't know. They're like, you can pop them. Gummy worms are more like you bite them and pull them.
It's more of a commitment.
Yeah.
You can't just
shove
it in
like
your mouth.
It's like weird mouth feel. Like you have a worm in your mouth.
Once you're like halfway through the worm, you're like, I don't know if I want the other.
Well, because they actually have like fishing worms that are that rubbery kind of thing. Yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
Ooh, that's true. Ew.
You know.
I like most gummy candy, though, like gummy Lifesavers.
Yeah.
We got now and laters.
Yeah, we got some. Wait, at really? The little candy store next to the playground.
Yeah.
Which, on Demond. Did you eat? With Holland.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, but go. We could all have them.
Do you have
today.
Them? Because I think they might be a little bag. They're down in the butler's pantry.
Should I get them?
Yeah, go get them.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, do you know?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
They're in a brown bag.
Like
is it
in the butler's pantry on the shelf,
it's a
there's
white
some
bag.
A big basket of pills.
It's with my vitamins.
There's actually like four big baskets.
They're just vitamins and pills.
It's vitamins.
Right.
And vitamins.
And it's like, you know, for if you have a cold and zinc.
Yeah,
and
we're
all that
set. We've got all the supplements.
Yes.
You get sick.
We always do.
We got them. So yeah. So we actually have now and laters. We got them.
Yeah.
They're in the bag.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So we'll try those.
So Libby can try those on air.
Yeah.
On air.
Are you ready? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I don't know if my teeth are ready yet.
You should sit on them for a while.
Okay.
And then see.
I will. Gotta warm them up.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to? What's going on?
I don't know.
Have you still been doing the shopping?
Yes.
Instacart? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got the thing figured out with our labels,
mm-hmm.
Printing labels.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
With ShipStation.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think we've actually, it was Shopify. What's the difference between Shopify and ShipStation?
Shopify is like
shopping.
We've used them both.
Shopify I use if I want to like update stuff on your website.
Oh, that's right.
And it tracks like inventory, all that stuff.
Right.
And then ShipStation is just like when people make an order, that's where it goes. And I print it out. And yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking because, okay, so the ordering is, all right. I was just thinking of an idea for a coffee mug.
Oh, geez.
About shipping?
No.
We should get rid of everything you have and just have coffee.
Well, mugs. I was going to ask this. Is it like, maybe not a coffee mug, but coffee. What about the thermal coffee ones, like the Yetis now? Those are.
You could do that.
Those sell?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it was a white bag.
This is it.
Bring it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
This is it.
Oh, we'll the white bag is the gummy bears. Sorry.
They're in here.
Got it.
All right.
The rest of that candy is babies.
There's four pieces. Holland. Perfect.
So bust it out. Suss it out.
Mom, you have to have one.
I don't like now and laters.
Well, too bad. None of us do.
Dad does.
I do.
Gosh, just
the only candy, like I said, the only candy I don't like are... Mike and Ike's, anything black licorice.
Oh yeah, no.
Can't stand
you don't like
it.
Mike and Ike's?
No.
No, wait. You're thinking of something different.
No, Mike and Ike's are gross.
They're black licorice, aren't they?
No, Mike and Ike's.
Are they fruity?
No, there's another one that's in a purple box.
Yeah.
And then there's one, the fruity one.
Oh yeah, these are hard.
Wait, we didn't even say like ready, set, go?
You have to sit on them. I'm not gonna even eat mine until I sit on it.
Sit on it.
To warm it up.
Right?
Yeah. I get it.
That's why it's called a now or later.
Oh, man.
Let's do ASMR with.
I had this.
This sounds terrible.
Do you guys like ASMR?
Don't put this.
No.
Edit this out.
I can't even bite
this
down.
That's my pet peeve so bad. I got to get off.
Oh, this hurts.
Yep. No, this is a fake grape that really doesn't taste normal. It doesn't taste natural. Like.
Well, duh.
I don't mind these.
It's candy.
It's candy.
It's candy.
This is really good.
Oh, wow. It's good. I like it.
It gets better.
Mm-hmm.
After you get that first bite, you're like, I might break my teeth.
Yeah.
But. Oh, you don't like Good and Plenty's, not Mike and Ike's.
Right. Good and Plenty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're probably made by the same person.
They had this candy. Yeah. He's upstairs in the attic. Baby's in the attic.
Those were good.
I think that was the title of a Poison album.
Baby's in the attic?
Yeah.
Baby's in the attic.
Though it's so last night and still in top of the house, the baby down is here. Him now there.
How do you do that's a snake. I was trying to do it.
Well, someone said, I like that song. Hiss. Have you heard Every Rose Has Its Thorn? Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Yes. Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
You mean Kiss from a Rose by Seal?
No, Kiss.
Just like every song.
Kiss from a Rose.
Dirt says you want. Well, let's get in my go-go mobile.
Sorry.
Golly.
I didn't do it.
You're going to have to tighten this one up a bit.
Yes.
There is no shame. in my game. What? Okay, turn that down. What have you guys noticed Spotify being weird?
Mm-mm. Why?
Okay, I don't know. It's like when you when I like search for a song, it doesn't give me a song. It gives me a playlist.
Oh, really?
Is that not happening to you?
No.
No.
That might happen.
Did you not update? You probably don't have premium.
Yeah, you probably not on premium.
I thought we all had. I thought we had family premium. I thought that's what I bought for everybody.
No, but yeah,
that was my gift to you.
You have to activate it.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, on your new phone, probably.
Because I'm getting ads.
And you told me. Oh,
yeah, you're not on premium.
But I pay, it's like $14 a month.
No, I know, but you didn't activate it on your phone.
You have to activate it through the email.
I have it, because I activated it.
You gotta activate it.
You gotta activate it.
You're the one that told me to
put
it
on a mug. Okay.
Mug worthy.
That pees me off.
Right there. You gotta activate it.
I paid for it, you know.
This
but then
does
you
not taste like grape.
I don't like that when they give you, oh, you gotta go to the email and then, I don't like that action.
Well, it's the way that it is.
Well, then okay. You invent a new way.
Well, I'm glad I said something. Now at least I know that I'm an idiot.
Wait a minute. You're the one who told me to do that when I was having problems just about a week ago.
What's that?
You said go to your
did
email.
Did you just have to wade through a whole ad?
Poor. You're so poor.
Why are we listening to this?
Because it's a good song. There's going to be some people my age that are just like having to pull the car over. Because they're going to be weeping.
Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt.
Here it comes.
You, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Is it? You hear that? Some production right there.
Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Listen. Yeah, it does. That's a song right there.
That's heathen music.
It's not, jeez.
That's the devil's
judge
music.
Much?
Sounds like it.
Boy, they drank a lot.
Told you.
Gosh.
How do you know?
Oh, they just did. I mean,
did
every
you party
like
with
on
them?
The video, it's just every other shot.
You
there's
know, for
back.
A fact, you don't party.
I don't. I do party.
Yeah, you don't party.
I love to party.
No, you don't.
Nobody here parties.
Hi, I'm Dave. I like to party.
I know for a fact you don't party.
I'm the only one here that parties.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepard. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
You're a busy guy, so stop thinking about what to wear and just embrace the radically efficient Mack Weldon Daily Wear System. The Daily Wear System is a selection of clothes rooted in smart design, made with performance fabrics and built to work together, from breathable t-shirts and polos to stylish button-ups and shorts, underwear, and beyond. Mack Weldon makes it easy for you to dress for work, leisure, and play, or wherever your life takes you. And remember, all the clothes are designed to work together. For the ultimate lazy Sunday, their Ace sweat shorts have modern tailoring and pair perfectly with their ultra-soft, ultra-upgraded Pima tees. For weekend travels both near and far, their silver net polo and radius shorts are the perfect high-tech, highly packable combo. Now buy some right now. The Mack Weldon Daily Wear System. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com/Hawkins and enter promo code Hawkins. That's MackWeldon.com/Hawkins, promo code Hawkins for 20% off. Mack Weldon, radically efficient wardrobe.
Can we talk about how bad Rotten Tomatoes scores are?
Oh my gosh.
They stink.
I love to talk about that. And what's your take?
Garbage, stupid. I think that we should only follow non-critics' reviews. Yes. Just
that's
audience.
What I do. Yeah.
That's
score.
What we usually do. We
Absolutely.
Usually do the opposite of what
because,
it says.
Because, I mean, whenever that Sticks and Stones came out by Dave Chappelle,
Is that an old one?
It had a 4% from critics, 99% from normal people. And I was like, okay, this is, now I know. That's crazy. They gave, like, I think Hot Rod has like a 50% on Rotten Tomato. And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest movies of all time. And it's, are they just, okay, is a critic's job to judge the art or whether they liked it or not? I don't know if there's a difference.
Yeah. I think it's like kind of snobbery, some of it. It's like, oh, it was, you know, like it's almost like art in the museum. Like if it's like half red and half black.
I think it is such a great work of art. More political now, though.
Yeah. It is political.
Now it is.
They'll only give it a good rating if it meets like all the criteria.
Yeah.
They have to meet now.
Yeah.
So I'm
you mean the criteria for being what, politically correct kind of thing?
Yeah. So it touches all the bases. I don't really think it like means like when anymore.
Well, we're watching the morning show with Jennifer Aniston. They touch all the bases.
Oh really?
Oh, the bases you didn't even know existed. They touch.
It's interesting.
We gotta just it's
you get that. Because they're kind of going after media. They're going after media in a way.
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes
is backhanded.
It's almost helpful because you know where to go now. You know not to take that score at face value.
Yeah.
To go deeper. Because
Remember when your favorite movie, Livy, The Singing with Ryan
Hairspray?
Reynolds and Emma.
La La Land.
La La Land.
Ryan Gosling and
like,
Emma Stone.
Everybody loved La La Land.
Wait, did they get a low score?
And they thought they won the Academy. No, I'm talking about the political thing about
it. Oh, yeah.
And the one that did win, I don't even know if I've ever known anybody who has seen it. I'm sure it was watched, but it was really kind of a political thing. And they thought La La Land won, remember?
Yeah.
To me, I do remember that. It was like some French movie or something weird.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I remember because they went on stage and they announced
the La La Land. That got me.
La La Land's good.
That last part of that movie. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. That got me. Mm-hmm. It affected me deeply. Do you understand?
Why? Do you have an old girlfriend somewhere that you wish you would have been with?
Well, we can take it that way, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Who would that be?
Just wait till we leave, please.
No, this isn't a thing that I would know about, at least unless you're super secretive.
Mom's trying to eat the now and later still.
I can't eat the now or laters.
Now it's for later.
She's eating it now.
I'm gonna have that later. Definitely later.
It reminds me. Remember Levi? He had that thing about he hated horse movies.
I hate horse movies.
Levi said, "Well, yeah, I think it was him though too." He said he hates horse movies. We said, "Why do you hate horse movies?" He goes, "There's always one scene in it where the main character looks at the horse and says, 'You're the only one who gets me.'"
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Yeah, everyone, you understand me.
Flicka.
But Yelp, we're talking about Yelp reviews, too. Yelp reviews are pretty interesting.
I'm into Yelp reviews.
Like, I have a take on that.
Okay, take me.
I think anyone...
Take me to your take.
...who takes the time to write a negative review... I don't trust that person.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I'm starting to feel that way a little bit.
Mm. One time you got home from Schnucks, our local grocery store.
I never posted the review.
And she wrote like probably a 1,000-word essay on why.
I never posted it.
Really?
Yeah.
But it was nice to get it off your chest,
that's
right?
I just needed to gossip it to God. Funny. Yep. And then I was good. So
what happened, though?
Yeah. That's the thing, though. I'm sure it's fine if you type it out, but anyone who posts it, I just don't trust you.
Yeah. It would take a lot for me to post a good review.
Right. A good review? Yeah.
I don't post any reviews, but they would have to do something incredible for me to post a good review.
Well, I think that's just their thing.
Yeah.
I mean, right? You think probably.
Yeah, we do. Like, it's a Karen thing to do. And like we said before, we want those other people to do the things that we don't want to do.
Yeah. But I think you can tell a really good review, though, by the balance. You can tell by the tone.
Yes.
Usually if their tone, most bad reviews are just something external. It doesn't have to do with the product or the food.
It's most of the time like, we went in there for our anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know, okay, this is toast. You have way too high of expectations.
Yes.
We went to a Cracker Barrel for your anniversary.
We're sitting close to the live guitar player and it was right by the thing. Whatever. Right.
Yeah.
But
that's just kind of circumstantial.
You can tell a good review is when that's that balance because they'll give some good things, but then say, I wanted to give it 5 stars, but then this, right?
So yeah, I trust those. I do trust those.
Okay.
Because they're like, this is usually my favorite place and everything is always jamming. Yeah.
And I don't feel like I get that with like Rotten Tomatoes. You don't?
Yeah.
It's either bad or good.
I wonder, Because Yelp reviews, I feel like, could ruin a business. I wonder if there's any way to verify things. Because I bet small businesses hate Yelp.
Well, don't you think they have like bots now that people can probably buy to make your business good reviews?
Yeah.
Well, there's that one show.
No, I know. It's,
one star reviews or whatever.
One star.
Where they go to the one star place.
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
He goes like tattoo artist.
One star tattoo.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
The best one is the relationship coach.
Oh, yeah.
One star review relationship coach.
We saw that one probably with you guys. That was funny.
I love that one.
It's so good.
One of them, he was like at the end of the whole experience, he was like gave him 3 or 4 stars because he's like, this was great.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember what it was though.
He'll ask him like, why do you think you get bad reviews? And then they'll say it, and then like he'll write a review, and usually it's like higher unless it was a terrible experience.
Yeah, like
because one time the person was super defensive. Yeah, wasn't she defensive?
Yeah,
We
just watched one about this guy had like a fitness gym.
Yeah,
whatever. And he was saying like, hey, why do you have such bad reviews basically? And he's like, well, people a lot of times like don't like working out. And so if you give them anything like negative at all, they're going to put you in a bad light. You know what I'm saying? Like if they're super overweight and they want to get in shape, they don't want to be there anyway. So anything that you do, they're going to use as an excuse.
Oh, do you think that was legit?
Yeah. He seemed like a pretty decent personal trainer, but
yeah. People want to scapegoat it onto him.
I would think you get a lot more whiners from that demographic.
Yeah. Yes.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're like a low-end personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if like you're pretty cheap, you probably would get a little bad reviews, but I don't know.
Does that, to me, that sounds like kind of a hell gig. I think being a personal trainer, yes.
Unless you could do like pro athletes or like movie stars or something like high end clientele.
To me, it sounds really cool, but I think if you did it, it would be not very cool.
Yeah.
Right?
You kind of just at a gym all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you think about being a cool, like a lawyer. You think, being a lawyer and just, I object and all that.
Right.
But 90% of his paperwork and just
research.
You're in the weeds the whole time.
Well, that's the thing too. It's like working out is like 10% and 90% is what you eat. So it's like that you can't control what people are eating.
Yeah.
So it's like you could be working really hard to try to get them the body that they're paying you for.
Right.
But like
if they don't follow
it's not really
diet,
up to you at the end of the day.
That's a good point.
But anyways, it'd be like defeating.
The craziest one is the personal trainer who one of his clients was like, well, you don't know what it's like to be fat, so you can't tell me what to do. So he gained like 70 pounds of body fat. And then he got up to
showed you.
He got up to the client's weight and lost it all with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he had like a bunch of other people do it too. Very unhealthy, but
did it.
Boy, that's going the extra mile to make a point.
Yeah. That's nice.
Those videos are really funny though, because the personal trainer will be at like just this weight and they'll just be so defeated and tired.
All that extra weight.
That would be so fun to do that though. Just gain 70 pounds.
Oh my gosh,
that would be fun.
Well, okay, here's the deal.
Like, it would be so fun.
We're going to give you guys $1 million to go say gain 70 pounds in the next 3 months or next 6 months.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you're doing? Honey, what's the first thing you would do?
Well, I mean, you mean to gain 70 pounds?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible though. Because you're going to feel so crappy.
What would you do? You have to. Well,
that's okay.
Because it's $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to gain 70 pounds. What do I do? I don't know.
What do you eat?
I'll probably go.
You love chips.
I'll probably go out of town, out of the country, and just live somewhere where I can, like maybe France, and just go to the bakeries every day.
Yeah, I would do that.
But I'd still want to walk to all the bakeries.
Hopefully
that would help.
Or Italy. Pizza, eat bread.
There you go.
Yes.
Eat Italian.
That's when I gained a lot of weight.
Focacci bread with pesto in Italy. Thank you very much.
Just like a bunch of cheese and salami.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
That's the way to
Italy.
Do it.
Charcuterie board.
I would go to the International House of Pancakes. That's what I would do.
I would
travel.
Ye old cracker
over to
barrel.
Clayton Road. That's like a different country, really.
Is it?
And just pancake it up, baby.
You could walk there. It's so close.
He wouldn't walk there. He has to gain weight.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I have to scoot there. Scooter.
You could take the scooter.
I would eat so many sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Man, Chick-fil-A sandwiches, Lion's Choice sandwiches.
Oh, I love Lion's Choice
sandwiches.
Firehouse.
Man.
Fries. And, I would eat so many.
What's our favorite place on the hill?
Chipotle burritos.
Oh, burritos.
Wow.
Yes.
It'd be a good day.
Where's our favorite place on the hill?
Gio's?
Sandwich. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would eat Gio's every probably at least two or three times a week.
I would have to start if I was going to.
So delicious.
Because I ate a lot of food yesterday on purpose because I was like getting the thing where I was like going to binge eat. And I was like, I'm just going to eat a ton of food and then get sick of bad food.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
Okay.
So I'm back. But.
Get it out of the way.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
Oh, I think I would have to start drinking my calories. Like, I think I would have to turn to, like, soda or, like,
yeah, it'd be hard for sure. to eat a lot of milkshakes.
So what, I think Mountain Dew has the most calories, right?
I don't know.
I think it has the most caffeine. Sugar. Actually, root beer has the most sugar.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, that's no caffeine, beer. Right? Okay, it's no caffeine. But
yeah. I think I'd have to drink milkshakes.
Yeah.
Oh, ice cream has a lot of calories, but calories. So enjoyable.
Yeah. The Ben & Jerry's has, like, 1,200 calories for the little thing.
Yeah.
So when do you guys want to do that challenge? Like if I gave you...
We've actually talked about doing that where I have to eat 5,000 calories in a day and he has to eat 10,000.
I'm going
to
do it on my birthday.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So I'm going to probably...
That doesn't sound fun.
I went to bed very sad. I was like, I feel
It'll make you
terrible.
Emotional and crappy.
Yeah,
feeling.
But I'll get to eat so many Reese's Puffs.
That's true. He loves Reese's Puffs.
What is
with
that?
Yeah.
What's Reese's Puffs?
The amount of mini
donuts.
Is that
a cereal?
Oh, yeah. Reese's Puffs. Oh, I could have.
So they made a candy
toast crunch,
into a cereal.
And then also Frosted Flakes with whole milk.
Oh, now I like Frosted Flakes.
Ridiculous.
That's a really
for one
I
whole
would
year,
eat Frosted Flakes.
One whole year in high school. It was like my sophomore, junior year. My lunch was a Hostess cherry pie.
Did you make it?
Little Debbie chocolate donuts. And a Pepsi.
And you made it.
No, I bought it.
That's
oh, you
amazing.
Bought it. For a whole
for
year?
For a whole year.
Every day.
Oh, my gosh.
That explains a lot
but
right now.
But, I mean, we're playing sports every day.
Yeah, he's burning it all off.
But maybe I didn't really hate school. Maybe I just hated myself.
Yeah, that could have helped.
It sounds, the Hostess cherry pie, that's my number one favorite of all time.
Really? Still?
I liked the lemon on that.
When I was a sophomore, I used to bring a pepper and a cucumber to school. And I would eat the pepper like it was an apple. And I would just gnaw at this cucumber.
Wow.
I'm surprised I had friends, to be honest with you. But yeah.
That was your lunch?
Yeah, I needed to lose weight. That was in my mind.
Wow.
So I look back now, I'm like, oh, geez, I was so little. Why was I doing that? Why was I torturing myself like that?
I know that.
Jeez.
Glad, is that out of your system? You don't think?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do that anymore.
She doesn't eat peppers or cucumbers.
That's unhealthy.
How do you eat a pepper?
Like cucumbers.
How do you eat a pepper like an apple?
You just like hold
it's
it.
It's hollow.
Like a bell
pepper. Wait, how big is, a bell pepper. I was thinking like bell a jalapeno pepper.
But still, it's hollow inside. That would be weird.
Like a squirrel nibbling it. Oh, can we talk about the next phase in our journey?
Yeah.
Whose phase?
Our phase.
Like you and me? We have a phase?
Of our show.
Oh, the show. Thank you.
I'm really
way
wanting...
to make it about yourself, Mom.
I know. I always thought he was.
I always do.
What?
You don't.
I was like,
it's not, honey, you don't always make it about you.
Just sometimes. Anyway,
I wanted
to understand.
Well, first off, I think we're going to expand to. I think so. We're expanding to Facebook podcasts, so that is going to help boost listeners.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Me either.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah,
Zuckerberg.
So yeah,
oh, nice.
So we'll
like,
be on there until they cancel us for whatever reason.
Okay, yeah,
and then
won't be long.
And then I really want to switch to video. So
yeah,
okay.
And what we have to do for video is kind of make the room look more. Video-able.
What about this beautiful curtain rack that is half on, half off?
I know.
True. We probably need
you
to
don't
fix
like
that.
That?
I asked. But it doesn't
I told Levi next time he comes in town to set something up.
Yeah.
Studio or something.
Well, what happens, you have different ways you can do it. You can have like a switcher they have where you can switch from camera to camera. We will only have maybe two, maybe three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And have, of course, have them stationary, but we need somebody to switch them. Or you could just, you know, how you see it on the screen, all three. At once.
Yeah.
You could do that. Do you guys have a preference or do you have
three?
A vision on
what
that?
Do you mean all three?
Two or three. You know, when you see something on screen, but it has three of the camera, you can see
I
all three.
I think if we go to video every week, I'm going to come in a different costume.
Like,
you definitely should do that.
Like, how are you going to dress? Like a unicorn one time?
Like one day I'll be Santa Claus.
And Confucius.
The next day I'll be Mrs. Claus.
How about
the next time
Benjamin
I'll be
Franklin?
The Grinch. The next time
she could do from Benjamin Franklin or hair like right now.
Oh, I could do Benjamin Franklin. That would be so funny.
Yeah, just do a bald part on one part of it.
The next time,
she's glasses.
Yes.
The next time I will be Steve Jobs.
There you go.
I'll just rotate
between those four.
Between those,
we'll get a costume person.
Yeah.
Okay, you're really gonna do that.
And then I only can talk like they talk.
Wait, shake.
What?
Are you gonna do it?
How do you think Benjamin Franklin talked?
Oh, hear, hear. Like that.
Like Mr. Franklin, what are some of your famous sayings?
Oh, the Declaration, dear Timmy.
That's
came at the ripe year of 1792. I mean, this is really good.
No, I need to hear more.
What are some of your greatest accomplishments, Benjamin?
Oh, dear Timmy. Well, in 1972, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Have you not heard of the Scripps? Don't you know where I'm from? Pennsylvania, I think.
Well, so far, all your
friends. I have banged the bell, the gong.
Did you break it?
And broke it.
Now, I hear that you're pretty promiscuous. You like to fool around with the ladies.
Oh, dear,
with the
French ladies. Not me. No, you're thinking of a different Benjamin. My brother, Benjamin.
Wait a second. You have a brother that's also named Benjamin?
Really, it's Benjamin. Benjamin.
But Benjamin?
My brother, Benjamin.
Benjamin.
So when your mom would call you in, she'd say, Benjamin and Benjamin come in.
Benjamin, get in here. And I would say, Benjamin, get away from your lady.
Get away from your lady.
We need to eat some mac and cheese.
That's Thomas Jefferson.
Wait, so you weren't, it was Benjamin that was the
why, like the French lady. So the history books say it was me, Nye. It was my me twin brother, Benjamin.
Me twin brother.
Nye.
Wait,
twas a twitter little twat. When we went to the war, that's what my mother once said to me.
Wait a second. Did you say, instead of no, you said, did you say Nye?
Nye.
Why, yes, Timothy.
What now?
Twiz, what we all said back then.
Twiz.
Oh, my throat hurts. Stop. Oh. My esophagus was stretched. I was laughing.
Did you have any? I heard you made some, you had some pretty good inventions.
Yeah, you had a lot of inventions.
Thank you for bringing that up, dear Luke. Yes, I invented the light bulb. Nope, that wasn't me. But I wanted it to be me. No, dear. I invented the one-wheeled bike, also known as the unicycle.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that it?
So from National Treasure 2, when Nicolas Cage is in Pennsylvania, he finds your glasses.
No, not correct. I'm wearing them now. But so Nicolas Cage, if you want them, please find me. I love you.
Wait, you know who Nicolas Cage is?
What? No. Twy. No. Nine. Nine.
Twy.
Are you a German spy? Nine.
Twy. Nine. No.
Nine.
No, dear Timothy.
You were like Jürgen for a second. Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, thank you for having me. I will go back into my grave, which I now turn in because of the way that the society has gone.
It hasn't gone the way you thought it would?
Not at all, Timothy. Dear.
It hasn't?
No.
Twy?
Nye.
Nye or Twy?
Nye, Timothy. Nye.
From the history books that I've read, it said you only took a bath like 5 times in your whole life. Is that true?
Well, yes. That tells us how many, everyone took baths that many times.
He showered the other times.
I'm not an animal.
He was. He invented the shower.
He did. I didn't know that.
Did you not see my hair? Do you not know why it got that way?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, back to my grave. Ta-ta.
Back to the grave.
Ta.
Ta. Ta.
Oh my goodness. You were in the zone.
Libby, you missed it. Benjamin Franklin was here.
What?
Talking about Benjamin.
Without me?
Yeah, that was Benjamin, his perverted brother.
Well, he was talking about his perverted brother.
Yeah, we've never met Benjamin before.
What do you...
Maybe Benjamin will come around.
Is he here right now?
He comes around and he has an Italian accent or something. He's from another...
Right.
Even though they were twins, they were born in separate places.
Right. Benjamin has drip.
Yeah.
Y'all, what's up with me, Benjamin?
Good night.
Benjamin Franklin, my brother.
I heard you had drip, Benjamin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight drip. Straight from the Mississippi River.
Jeez. I'm sorry.
Is he from Missouri?
Cut.
Cut, take two.
No, it just burned the whole system down.
Wait. Oh, no. Are you Benjamin?
Yo, what's up, Tim?
I was wondering if you... If you could, scared me.
Is this an ad?
Can you spit some bars?
Straight up.
Is this the voice we want to go with for Benjamin?
But British.
Anabolic beats. Anabolic, what's up?
Yeah, you got to rap about revolutionary war times.
It's me, Benjamin, coming out the Revolutionary War. Oh, you know my brother, he's a little... What? You know... I'm not the one who did all the bad stuff. That was my brother Benjamin. He tried to blame it on me, but it's not me. No, I was in the back smoking. What? I'm in my stockings and I'm running at the banks. Yo, Mississippi River was my homeland. You know I live in Pennsylvania. That's my home, friends. All I do is rap poetry, cause that's the Benjamin way, homie. Me out.
Whoa, Benjamin seems really cool.
Hey, Benjamin's actually kind of dope.
Very impressive.
He's very whatever the words we used earlier besides drip.
I mean, I think I trust Benjamin over Benjamin.
Yeah, I was thinking they would be more into Mozart and things and classical composers, but he seems to be more...
I mean, Benjamin...
Of a modern...
Benjamin's pretty drip.
He was dripping before it was cool.
Is Benjamin on any money? I know Benjamin is on the honey, but what is...
He's more in the black market, I think.
Like, so it's
fake money? Fake money. But.
Classic. Oh, can
Classic
I?
Bridgman.
Have you guys, have we ever done Music Map? Can I
music
tell you
map.
What it is? And I'm music encouraging, map. Like, it's one of my favorite websites. It's like where you type in, like a music group, and it gives people that are close to that style. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
So, like, what's one of your favorite artists?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, Taylor Swift. So you type in Taylor Swift in Music Map,
yeah,
and then it gives, like, so, like, Ariana Grande is, like, close. So what? So we play the game. Who's better, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande?
Ooh, that's okay. Fun. I like it.
Okay. I like it.
Okay.
So.
Let's play.
I won't know who everybody is.
Okay, John
I'll
Mayer.
I'll know who their names
John
are,
Mayer,
but
John
I won't
Mayer,
know.
John Mayer. John Mayer.
I won't know their songs,
hold on one
probably.
Second. I go, I type on that.
Definitely I'll know John
It's Music-Map. And let's see here. Let me go back. John Mayer. So, okay. So John Mayer or Jack Johnson?
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Oh, John Mayer.
How about Jason Mraz? John Mayer.
John Mayer.
How about, let's see, John Mayer or Bruno Mars?
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Okay. Well, seems like a John Mayer.
Next. Maybe let's do one that's not like.
How about,
Coldplay.
How about what we don't care about?
Coldplay or Oasis?
Coldplay.
Oasis. You're all wrong.
Coldplay.
Coldplay or the Killers?
Killers.
Coldplay.
I don't know.
Really? How about, let's see, U2 or REM?
I don't know either.
I like both of those.
A little too old?
U2. No, I don't know. Yeah, U2.
REM, okay.
I'm still mad at U2 for putting an album on my computer.
That's true.
Yeah, on our,
what?
It was
really?
Forced.
Dude, but honestly, we got free music.
Well.
Still mad.
Give me,
Dude, Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Nickelback from last week.
I think I spelled it right. Okay, Nickelback or Daughtry?
Daughtry.
Oh, I like Daughtry.
Okay, so we'll click on Daughtry.
Yeah.
Daughtry or Maroon 5?
Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Really? How about Daughtry or Josh Groban?
Josh Groban.
Ooh, okay, let's click on him.
Oh, did you say Josh too? Still like that. Well, he is good.
How about Josh Groban? Oh, this is kind of weird. or 10 tenors?
Josh.
Celtic women?
Celtic Ooh. Women.
Josh. Celtic women.
All right, we'll go for Celtic women.
Yep.
I mean, we won't.
We're okay. Rabbit.
How about
what?
How about Celtic women or Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Celtic women.
Celtic women.
Maybe the violins.
How about, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, they are going to be hard to beat. Let's go. Let's do a couple more here.
Wait, can you go like Christian?
Sure, whatever you want.
Can we do like Toby Mac?
Toby Mac.
Oh yeah,
yes.
And not TP by Tim. Type right. Toby Mac. Let's see here. All right, Toby Mac or, gosh, I don't know anybody here. FM Static.
I don't know who that is.
Supertones.
Don't mm-hmm. know.
John Rubin.
Don't
Big
know.
Daddy Weave.
Big Daddy yeah. Weave.
I like Toby Mac.
I like them.
Toby Mac.
But Toby Mac, yeah.
How about Toby Mac or Crowder?
Toby Mac.
Toby Mac.
Toby Mac. Okay, cool. Crowder.
I do like Crowder too.
Ooh, here we go. Danny Gokey.
Oh, Toby Mac. Danny, Toby Mac.
Danny Gokey or Mercy Me? Mercy Me.
Wait, you switched and we still were on Toby Mac.
I did.
Me.
There wasn't really any that we knew.
Like, oh, Mercy gotcha.
Me oh,
Mercy Me.
Mercy Me.
Mercy
what
me.
Was it? Mercy Me or who?
Or Danny Gokey.
Oh, what yeah. Is I about, like Danny Gokey, but yeah. Mercy
I do
Me.
Too. How about Mercy Me or Building 429?
Oh, I think Mercy Me. Mercy
How about Mercy Me or Casting Crowns?
Casting Crowns.
Casting Crowns.
They'll take the crown.
They're so awesome.
I love they them. Are.
Yeah, they're just great people. Yes, okay, here's one. So nice. Casting Crowns or Chris Tomlin?
Casting Crowns.
Casting Crowns or Hillsong?
Hillsong.
Casting Crowns.
Okay, let's try. Right. Let's go Hillsong here. Hillsong or Jesus Culture?
Jesus Culture.
Yeah, Jesus Hillsong. Culture.
Okay, either one. I'm going to go there. How about Jesus Culture or Bethel?
Bethel.
Jesus Culture.
I like Ooh. Jesus Culture better, too.
How about Bethel or Elevation Worship?
Elevation.
Bethel.
I don't know.
Why Bethel better? Why Bethel better than Elevation?
Bethel. Elevation is too like, not that it's bad. It's just not my thing.
It's like the other, what
it's
we sing at our churches.
It's just too uppity.
All right.
I do like Bethel.
Uppity or just up.
What makes
know,
it uppity?
Yeah, yeah. Peppy.
No, like peppy. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. You like a little more
like,
melancholy?
You like the more like drip, yeah. drip, the Holy Spirit drip song.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favorite worship song of all time, hon?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a good person to ask that.
I
like the Bones one lately, but I don't know the name
you
of it.
You go out to dry bones, come alive.
No, Rattle. She means Rattle.
Oh.
Rattle, but that's over. Now I've heard it a lot. But that's not like my favorite praise and worship song. What's your favorite?
Well, I was going to say worship song is the John Gibson, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High.
Oh, I love John
yeah.
Gibson.
Yeah.
Anything John and praise and worship is so good.
Honestly, like back then, like when I was five. So many good ones.
Yes.
Lord, I live
Open
name.
The eyes of my heart, Lord.
Boom, boom, boom.
Open the eyes of my heart.
These are the days of Elijah. Preparing the Some word of the Lord. Or,
oh, here it is.
Above all power.
Oh, I love that one.
Above all thrones.
What's Boss. The one that we had?
Crucified.
Tim. What's the one we had? It had Matthew Card, and he was paired with
Michael
somebody.
Card.
And Michael Card. And yep. it had Matthew West, is it?
Matthew Ward?
Love
Ward.
Alone
yeah.
is
Matthew
worth
Ward.
The fight.
Yeah. It was Matthew Ward. And there was a bunch of different singers, and they were paired with people. And this is like in the 90s, and that was a favorite.
Was that like the Ron Canole?
Maybe.
That one?
It was like so many different duets.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, one was in my brother's wedding. I think you sang it, and my sister.
Really?
My brother's wedding, but I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, that whole album was a great praise and worship album.
Matthew.
So that was unhelpful because I don't even know what it was.
Here's, I think it is. This is the John Gibson.
So good.
Isn't that, listen to that 12 string. Throwing the classical guitar.
I love this. Yeah, this is probably my favorite.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Sounds like Stevie Wonder.
And I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad
in
my life.
Pause. Ooh. Just a note on Stevie Wonder real fast.
Wait, I gotta do the motions.
Do you think he's not actually blind?
Well, that's, you know, Jackson's theory.
The reason I say this is because the other night I was alone in my house.
Or Kaylin.
Singing karaoke alone. And I was singing Isn't She Lovely? And it was like saying how she's beautiful
Isn't she one? Isn't she wonderful? I'd be so precious if I could speak at all. Anyways, I was like, how does he know? He's never seen her.
Yeah. Unless he's, well, that's interesting because we were with our friends.
Very good question.
We were with our friends this week, and her name's Jennifer Rothschild, and she is blind. She went blind at 17. And we were at the restaurant, and she, you know, looks at you, looks your way, kind of has a feel of what's going on. We left. She said, I just love your curly hair, she said to me. And I know she's told me this before when we were at an airport after a cruise, that she can see the image of somebody. She can make out what, so she must have been seeing my hair.
I think there's a way.
So there's something that she's feeling and seeing, and
it's almost like, it's real. Well, they say how your other senses heighten. I think there's a way that they actually can mentally visualize things.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Yeah. Well,
have
it's
you heard that
cool.
story of Stevie Wonder got in an elevator with Shaq and they like were going up together and Shaq didn't say anything. And Stevie Wonder goes, so Big Diesel.
Well, you know, this is Kalen.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything.
Yeah, right.
Kalen Ross is certain this is her conspiracy thing that Stevie Wonder is not blind. You've heard her tell this, haven't you, Livvy?
I haven't.
She where he dropped the mic. Like, there's video.
Like, yeah, there's like certain videos where he went right for the mic, right where it fell. I don't know. I mean, because that's a hearing thing too. But
also
she has a lot
of
stuff.
Aren't there senses increased?
Yes, that's what Dad was saying. Yeah.
So I mean, maybe heightened. It's just one of those.
Yeah, that's what. It seems like.
Well,
but
Jackson
anyway,
doesn't
just
think that
thought.
Helen Keller existed.
Yeah, he thinks Helen Keller is bogus.
I also think that.
Can we leave the woman alone?
Sense. No, she can't write a book.
Well, somebody said she had an English accent, so how do you know?
What do you mean that she had an English accent? It seems pretty.
She learned to talk and she had an English accent, so how would you have that if you couldn't hear?
Wait, who says that?
What if she was faking everything her whole life just to get attention from her parents?
I'm going to say something, and I'm not telling you who.
All right.
Okay. Somebody at our church, I think, thinks I'm deaf and speaks to me in sign language.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I think I know who.
Just don't say.
I know who it is.
No, don't say.
Well.
Don't say.
I'm not going to say, but I know who it is.
You do?
And I think that this person had a child.
No, that's a different person. You're thinking of
the one that we.
Yeah. But that's, I don't think that's who it was.
Okay.
Anyways, I just think
it's
very
sign
funny.
Language is very cool.
So I'm trying
cool.
to learn sign language so that I can speak.
Oh, I love sign language.
Oh, it's so cool.
And I love when they do it in church. I just think it's so beautiful.
My brother got hit on at Silver Dollar City.
Someone thinks you're deaf, Libby. Sorry.
And he just did sign language. They didn't have to talk to him.
Wait, what did you say?
I don't know. That's bad. Jacob got hit on at Silver Dollar City when he was like 15. So he just started doing sign language.
That's smart.
Yeah. So you didn't have to talk to him.
Well, you know, Kyle's story during the whole beginning of the mask, we had to wear a mask, but it was just like the beginning. Nobody really knew what was going on. Yeah. Some guy was just following him all throughout Menards, yelling at him.
Yeah.
And he pretended to be deaf. And then he just went all the way to the other end of the store, knocked into the guy and was like, just, I can't even do it because he was talking like with a deaf person's voice.
Yeah, don't
and
do
it's funny.
We were doing signs
I
think our choir, and one of the lines was, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is
Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I did it like
Lord.
This.
Like a,
what does that mean?
That means Jesus is wearing a seatbelt.
Or a sash of royalty.
The Lord is safe, right?
Yes.
He's got it sorted. It's good.
Lou, can you see anyways? Real quick, just
can you what?
Here. I just want to make sure Holland's not.
Oh, cool. Well, we can finish up here real quick.
Yeah, and he can come on for the last.
Oh, you want? Okay.
But I just don't want him to be up there crying.
Get Mr. Holland. But yeah, go to music dash map, and it's a fun little game. It's great for road trips. When you're in, when you're on the road, you got a few people in the car, and just kind of go, "Who's better, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?" And
then that's a good one.
What you can talk about why? Me, Beatles, Rolling Stones. My gosh, it's got to be the Beatles.
If you like the Rolling Stones better?
Huh? Oh no, I get it. Yeah,
I do like the Beatles.
But. Yeah, I've really come around on the Rolling Stones.
Oh, you didn't like them?
I used to not really get into it, but now
was it before or after we went to the concert?
It was before, not too much before though. Not too much, but their style of rock and roll is just so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Beatles songwriting is, no one's ever going to touch that.
Right.
Yeah. But then again, Led Zeppelin is pretty darn close, if not equal to the Beatles.
Mm. Do you like any of those groups, Libby?
I mean, I really can't think of a song from the Rolling Stones. So,
like Brown Sugar?
I only really know songs from the Beatles.
Pump Me Up. How do you do Pump? Sing one.
Start Me Up.
Start Me Up.
How about?
I don't even know.
Pump Me Up.
I don't know the names of any songs.
Yeah.
Even if I like them.
Yeah.
Hello, sunshine. There he is. Good morning.
You're going to come finish your show, mate. Can you put the earphones on him? Yeah. Holland is here, buddy. Everybody, to say goodbye from the show. He's up from a nap. Hey,
oh,
monkey.
Okay, take this picture, Libby. Oh, you want to say
hi? You want to be on the show?
You want to be on the show? Come sit on my lap.
Go to honey.
He's grumpy.
He's grumpy.
He's had a long day.
He's so cute.
Go to Uncle Luke.
Come here.
He's such a fun kid. Went to the pumpkin patch today.
You want to talk on the radio show?
You want to be on the show? Want to say hi? No.
Oh, he's hardly ever crappy, but we've been running him ragged. Come see me or go see Papa.
You want to come up here?
Pop, 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 pop.
Oh, he likes Luke.
Speak into the microphone.
Can you say hello?
Say hi, everybody. Was he awake or did you have to wake him up?
He was asleep.
Say bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. Did you want to be on the show?
He wants to watch a choo-choo train.
Pumpkin, you want to watch a choo-choo train?
Because I did tell him when he got up.
Can you sing a Coco Melon song into the microphone? Can you sing Coco Melon?
Twinkle, twinkle.
Lit. Can you sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
No. He's singing the whole thing in the car by himself.
No, I get it. I get it. We need to get this kid a Red Bull. You want us to get you a Red Bull? No.
You don't want a Red Bull?
Do you want some juice?
Oh. A snack?
You want a pack of cigarettes?
Oh.
You don't.
Say no.
No, that's a good choice.
You want a choo-choo train?
Choo-choo train.
Choo-choo train. Yeah.